Give me the word. Make it plain and clear to me. Give me the word. It's a light that I might see. Give me the word.
Give me the word, an outreach of Restoration Church. Visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Now let's join Jeff Edwards as he brings us a word of encouragement, hope, and restoration for today.
Well, good morning. This is Jeff Edwards. Thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word. Remember, Give Me the Word is brought to you to establish you in faith, to settle you, to put you beyond doubt, and bring you into a favorable position. I know after Pentecost this week, the power of God is just flowing all across the north. His Spirit is moving, and God's bringing healing, deliverance, and breakthrough into the lives of people. He is establishing people in all kinds of giftings and graces that they never knew they had. Why? Because that's the prayers that we've prayed. And I'll tell you, God is doing things in our midst, and it's an exciting day. And I want you to know this weekend is going to be a wonderful time. An exciting event going on both here in Sudbury and in North Bay. Sudbury, on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock at All Nations Church, we have the Sojourner Quartet. They're going to be there. You can join them. The event is free. Then Sunday night, May the 27th, this week, you have the opportunity in North Bay. All of our friends and partners there in North Bay, there's going to be a concert event, 6 o'clock, First Baptist on Castle Street, followed by our program going live across the network at 7. Come join us Sunday night for the quartet, country gospel quartet music. I love a good country gospel quartet, and it's going to be great. And then Monday night, May the 28th, this coming week, that you'll then be able to enjoy it once again right here in the greater Sudbury area at Restoration Church. So I invite you. These concert events are free. The gospel quartet is incredible. Pastor Jeremy says he loves them and he's having them back. That's why they're there Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, North Bay at Castle Street at First Baptist on Sunday night at 6, and then with Restoration Church Monday at 7 o'clock. Going to be a great time. Hope to see you there. And just enjoy the Word of God flowing. Remember, you know, the Word of God makes a difference in your life. The Word of God brings freedom. The Word of God is truth. The Word of God is eternal. The Word of God is powerful, and we want to establish you in the Word. In these days, they're difficult and hard to live in. There are fears that ensnare people's lives, and I want to take the time this morning to deal with the fears. I was reading one article, and it said it this way, that many people have the fear of the unknown, the fear of losing their freedom, the fear of pain, the fear of disappointment, the fear of rejection, the fear of loneliness, the fear of ridicule, the fear of death itself, and the fear of failure. These are some of the top fears that people have. And let me ask you a question. What are you afraid of today? Oh, I know many of us will say, I'm not afraid of anything, but we know that's just bravado, because when it all boils down, unless you have the Word of God, unless you have strength and stability, unless you've eradicated the fear out of your life, you've got to deal with it. How do you deal with the fear in your life? The way you deal with the fear in your life is very real. Remember, God has said in 1 Timothy 1:7 that God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. And fear is a crippling reality. Fear often brings sleepless nights. Fear makes us feel completely alone and unable to see anything clearly. Fear can often be a cycle in our life that we go through highs and lows, just like with depression. We go through moments of great courage and then moments of crippling fear and panic. God wants you to know that it's a spiritual battle, as well as a mental and emotional battle that you're facing. You know, we're going to be dealing in the future with the mental health issues that face our society today, the anxiety and the fears that are in people's lives because of traumas and situations that have happened. They're endeavoring to get the breakthrough, but they can't seem to get the breakthrough from these crippling fears. Can I tell you what? God can do it for you. There are some things that need to be dealt with in the arena of fear. You need to deal with it in an emotional, mental, and spiritual aspect so that you get the breakthrough and live in the victory that God has meant for you. What happens when you get into a fight? Well, when you get into a fight, if you're prepared, you win. And there are weapons that we can use in our fight. And this is Give Me the Word. And one of the greatest weapons we have is the Word of God. Jesus himself used it when confronted by Satan and was tempted. Jesus said, "It is written. It is written. It is written." I say to you right now, that's why we bring you, give me the word, to establish you, to strengthen you, to put you beyond doubt. That's why I'm challenging everyone to eradicate biblical illiteracy and that we just become saturated with God's word, because God himself spoke to me very clearly in my spirit. And he said, "Jeff, the reason my people are not seeing many of the breakthroughs is because they're not saturated with my word." And see, God wants his word to just flow richly into us and through us. Remember, Jesus saw victory in every arena of life. Why? He was the word. He and the word were one. You know, there was no separation between Jesus and the Word. Why? Because John tells us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst men. I say to you right now that your victory over fear is in the Word. It's in the grabbing hold of the Word and allowing God to heal our heart and our mind, to deal with the traumas, and to get rid of those strongholds that have been reinforced over the years because of failure, because of rejection, because of the feelings of loneliness and the anxiety that comes upon people's lives. Oh yeah, I see it right now. There's some that no matter what happens, they just get anxious and their breathing starts going so rapid, and they have what the world calls panic attacks. Let me pray for you right now. My Bible says, "Be still and know that I am God." My Bible says, "Perfect peace is his whose mind is stayed on thee." Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He said, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall rule your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." I have on my watch, every once in a while it pops up and it says, "Breathe." So I say to you right now, breathe. I say to you the way that we say when we go to Costa Rica, tranquilo, just calm down. Just calm down, because by the time I get done here in the next few minutes, you're going to have faith arise in your heart and hope. So just calm down. Just put the anxiousness and the fear off right now. Just say, "Fear and anxiousness, I set you aside right now. I just speak into my atmosphere. Fear, anxiousness, panic, just go." Now just breathe. Breathe. Take the breath of life right now. Allow the Holy Spirit to breathe into your life something new and peaceful. I speak to you by the Spirit of God, because I'm going to show you today that we can have spiritual breakthrough in our life if we'll allow God to move. In the book of James, it tells us the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man accomplishes much, in James 5:16. The effective fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. You know, if you've made Jesus Christ Lord of your life, if he's in charge, then just surrender, because the issues are in his hands. That's right. Just surrender right now. The anxiousness comes from you wanting to take care of things. Surrender him to him right now. And you're going to find that if you trust in his love, that something very powerful will happen. You'll begin to be set free. Prayer is power. You see, when we come into God's presence, and we recognize that as we pray, and see, prayer is not a specific verbiage. It's a relationship with God. However that's flowing, there's different kinds of prayer. You know, if you were a mechanic, you had all kinds of different tools in your toolbox. Well, that's the same thing. There are many different kinds of prayer. You know, there's the prayer of intercession. There's the prayer of faith. There's the prayer for healing. There's the prayer for just recognizing that you're speaking God's word back to him. God says that he answers his word. You see, we want you to get a hold of it, that when you pray to God, that it's about developing a relationship with him. So no matter what's going on in your life, just start talking to God. "Lord, here I am. I don't know what's going on. I don't know how this is going to be settled. I don't even know what to do in this situation. Help me, Lord." You see, it's that simple. "Jesus, help me." Oh, when you cry out to God, he helps you. It says in Psalm 34:4 that "I sought the Lord and he delivered me," and listen very carefully, "from all my fears." I'm not looking to manage my fears. I'm not looking to cope with my fear. I'm looking to eradicate my fear by, number one, getting rid of the spirit of fear that permeates the world around us, the fear of rejection, the fear of failure, the fear of losing anything. Get rid of those fears. The fear of death. I'm not afraid of death. Why? Because the Apostle Paul said it this way, "I know for me to die is gain." oh, I'm not ready to go. There's lots to be done on planet Earth. Hallelujah. There's lots to accomplish for the kingdom of God. But I'm not afraid of death. I'm secure in my relationship with the Lord. See, when you have that security in your relationship with the Lord, I know the Word of God says the last enemy to be destroyed will be death. I know the Word of God teaches me that it's appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. I know the Word of God tells me very clearly that I can rest in the assurance that when I've given my life to Him, that He is well able to keep that which I've given to Him. Fear of death is gone. Now, what do we do? It's the fear of living. That's the issue. It's the fear that bombards my mind from the traumas that I've been through, the situations and the failures and the strongholds that I've built. These are strongholds. These are not spirits. These are strongholds that have been rooted, and we've got to unroot these, and I'm just going to say it this way, these mental health thought processes that have created a downward spiral in our life or kept us trapped and immobile in fear. The Word of God can help you. The Word of God can help you if you'll renew your mind to the Word of God. The Word of God can help you because it'll give you a powerful spiritual force to bring down those strongholds and to get rid of the spirit of fear itself that funnels them. God wants you to realize that He loves you. I want you to know this. There are two powerful weapons that if you get a hold of, you'll live a life free from fear. Free from fear. I'm not saying it won't try and come on you. But oh, you'll reject it and you'll say, no, fear, get out of here. No, I'm not going to receive that fear. I'm going to trust in this. Now listen very carefully. Here it is. Here it is. You are God who is for me. Say that with me right now. You are a God that is for me. God is for you. The Bible said, if God be for you, then who can be against you? Listen to what David said in Psalm 18, 19. You know, you brought me forth also into a broad place. You rescued me because you delighted in me. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord delights in those that seek Him. Psalm 34, 4, it says, I sought the Lord and He delivered me from all my fears. It says in the Word of God that the steps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. You can walk right out of your fear in faith if you'll believe in the love of God and if you'll believe that God is for you. It doesn't matter if everybody else is against you. It doesn't matter if circumstances are against you. It doesn't matter if family is against you. It doesn't matter if society is against you. If you know what the Word of God says and you know that God is for you, that you can stand on the solid ground of God's Word. You can rest assured on what God says. Listen to this in Psalm 56, verse 9. David said, this I know, that God is for me. God is for me. The Apostle Paul said it this way in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. This is my determined purpose, that I might know Him. And then the Apostle Paul said this, for I know in whom I have believed. See, the first step in knowing Him is to seek Him. And David said, if you seek Him, He'll deliver you from all your fears. I can tell you right now, fear's got to go. Why? You're seeking the Lord. You've tuned the station in right now. You're listening right now, and God's speaking to you. You know, it's not talking to somebody else. Don't think this is for everybody. This is for somebody. Don't think this is just for somebody. Make it more personal. This is for me. This is for me. God's dealing with my fear this morning. I cried out this morning, Lord, I'm afraid, help me. I cried out this morning in fear of my finance, in fear of my health, in fear of the circumstances and situations that were coming against me. And God's bringing you an answer right now. He's saying, fear not, for I am with you. Just recognize He's with you. Recognize He'll never leave you, He'll never forsake you. Recognize, as my pastor, Pastor Mark Murek, often says to me, he said, God hasn't brought you this far to fail you now. God is the God of the turnaround in the name of Jesus. This is what David said. Oh, I love this. Psalm 118, verses 6 and 7. The Lord is for me. I will not fear what man can do to me. The Lord is for me among those who help me. It also says, I look to the hills from whence cometh my help. It also says that God delivers those that delights in Him. Are you getting the message here? Seek the Lord. Are you getting the message here? Recognize that He's for you. God is for you. Oh, just say that with me right now. God is for me. God is for me. See, if I can get that deep down into your heart and deep down into your mind, then something's going to happen. When fear tries to come upon you, you're going to say, no, God is for me. I will believe and I will trust. And God is a God that answers prayer. You see, God is a God who's for you, and God is a God that answers prayer. And we saw that it said in James that God hears the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous. They availeth much. You're in a right relationship with God. You're crying out to God. Listen to what the Word of God says. Psalm 102, verse 17. You will respond to the prayer of the destitute. You will not despise their plea. Do you feel like you just don't have anything left? Financially, mentally, emotionally, physically, relationally? Do you feel like you're just destitute right now? Feel like you're alone and there's just no hope for you? Well, God said He hears those prayers. You respond to the prayer of the destitute. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says that without faith, it's impossible to please God, and those that come to God must believe that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. See, fear's got to go in your life right now if you recognize that God is for you, if you recognize God hears your prayer, if you recognize there's power there. James chapter 5, verse 16, the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of the righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. That's in the Amplified Translation. You said that the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes power available, dynamic in its working. You know, Sunday was Pentecost Sunday. There was expression of the dynamic power of God. There is a power on the inside of you that is greater. If you're born again, there's a power on the inside of you that is greater than anything that you can possibly imagine. Why? Because it's the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. It's the dynamic dunamis, the power of God. You have the power to overcome. You have the power to live this life that God has for you. You have the power to be courageous and to break through the barriers and to live a life free from the fear and the strongholds and the prisons that would try and hold you back. Why? Because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. God is for you. Shout right now and say, God is for me. Can I tell you something? People that know they're loved accomplish so much more in life. Why? It settles the basic fundamental issue of mankind. You and I need and desire to be loved. Because out of that love flows a sense of security and trust. Out of that love flows a sense of purpose and safety. Out of that love. And God tells us that perfect love casts out fear, and God Himself is love. That's why until we surrender to God, we'll face these fears by ourselves. But once we surrender to God, His love begins to fill us. We begin to learn who He is. We begin to know who He is, that He is for us. We begin to know that He answers our prayer. And somehow in the midst of the troubles and the struggles of life, there's a confidence that it's all going to be okay. I don't need to be afraid. Don't need to be afraid of the unknown, for I know Him who knows everything. Don't need to be afraid of the outcome, because I know that God always causes everything to turn to my triumph. Hallelujah. I know that if I follow Christ, I triumph in everything. You see, there's something that happens with the effectual, fervent, heartfelt prayers of the righteous. A continued, ongoing relationship with God makes dynamic power available to you. Jesus Himself said in John 16:23, Jesus said, "Truly, if I ask the Father for anything in your name, He will give it to me. Ask and He will receive, so that my joy may be made full." 1 John 3:21 and 22 in the Amplified says this, "I have confidence, complete assurance, and boldness before God. And I receive from Him whatever I ask, because I watchfully obey His orders, observe His suggestions and injunctions, follow His plan for me, and habitually practice what is pleasing to Him." You have complete confidence and boldness before God. And you receive whatever you ask when you watchfully obey. I said the word orders there in the Amplified, but let me just say it this way, His word. Just obey His word. Observe how God tells us to live. You know, so many things God tells us is to keep bad things out of our lives. God's not a life of bondage. God is a life of freedom, because the Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And the problem is many people try and make rules and regulations, have this safety little net around them on the external and the outside, but they fail to allow to themselves to be transformed from the inside, which produces great freedom on the outside and power so that you don't have to be afraid of falling short. Because God is with you. You know, religion will hold you in bondage. Religion will keep you back. Religion will set rules and regulations, and you're always afraid of breaking it. You know how when you're in religion? You know, it's very clear. You know, when you break a rule in religion, oh my goodness, it's not the fear of the Lord. It's the fear of consequence that gets upon us. Oh yes, I have a healthy respect and fear of the Lord. I believe that the fear of God and the things going on, there are so many different ways to look at the fear of God. It's not just the awesome reverence of God. It's there's consequence out there for violating God's law, God's word. But see, His grace teaches us that the law is a hard taskmaster, because grace allows for human beings shortcoming and allows for us to cry out to our God and say, God, help me in the midst of my brokenness. Help me, Lord. And see the effectual, heartfelt prayer of the righteous, those that are continuing in the journey. Can I say it this way? You can walk right out of every fear in your life as you continue on your journey with Jesus Christ. Because prayer is about a journey. There is a spirit of fear, as we've said, that you've got to deal with that spiritual force. And there's also the strongholds of fear that have been built in our life that are mental thought processes that need to be transformed by the renewing of our mind in the name of Jesus. You know, Jesus in Mark 11:22-24 said this, have faith in God, that whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it will be granted him. You said, therefore, all things which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted you. Do you believe God is for you? Can you trust God today? You see, you want to eradicate the fear in that difficult decision you're making right now? Here it is. Trust in the Lord, and lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all thy ways, and He will direct thy steps. You see, God will direct you as you acknowledge Him. If you trust Him, fear will go. I don't have to have the answer. I know the answer, and His name is Jesus. You see, God will lead us in the path we need to walk. The real key is, can you trust that God is for you? Can you trust that He hears the prayer of the righteous? Can you trust that? If you can trust that, and you can trust in God's love, then you can live a life fearlessly. That's right, because any situation that comes before you, oh, it may suddenly cause your senses and your emotions to swell up with some exhilarated anticipation of certain things, or fear, as some people would say, and you can go, no, I'm going to now not be controlled by my external. I'm going to bring this into the balance of what does the Word of God say. I'm not going to allow the stronghold just because I've been rejected to keep me from moving forward and risking one more time and trusting God. That's why many people are not successful in sales, because of rejection. You're called into the sales field, but the rejection keeps you from stepping out. Just trust. Just trust. Trust and step out and watch what happens. Many people don't walk into the relationship that God wants because they've been hurt and they've been wounded and they're afraid. And they'll spend their life alone, exactly what they're believing. Remember, Job 3:25 says this, the thing which I greatly feared has come upon me. Let me say it again. Job 3:25. The thing which I greatly feared is come upon me. Now listen to Hebrews chapter 11. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence that they're yours before they're seen. Job 3:25. The thing which I greatly feared has come upon me. You have a choice today, fear or faith. You see, faith is courageous and bold. Faith trusts God's word. Faith trusts God. Faith knows that God is on their side. Faith knows that God hears the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous, but yet fear doesn't. The thing which I greatly feared is upon me, or faith is the substance of things hoped for. I expect a good outcome in everything. I don't know how God's going to do it, but I'm expecting it. And see, the Bible tells us, be anxious for nothing. I speak to that anxiety attack right now that you're having, that constant shortness of breath, that constant overwhelmingness that keeps you bound up and locked up. The doctors are dealing with you, and they can't figure out what's going on because it's a panic attack. They're very real. They're very real. Don't think that it's not real. It's very real. It's a manifestation in your physical body of fear. Take authority right now in the name of Jesus over that spirit of fear. We're going to deal with it in the spirit right now. We take authority over that spirit of fear, and we command that spirit to go in the name of Jesus. I break the assignment of that spirit of fear against your life. You listen to me. I'm talking to you right now. You're looking at that radio and you're going, are you talking to me, preacher? I'm talking straight to you right now. Fear. See, everybody has fear, yes, but I'm speaking to you. How do you know I'm speaking to you? Because the Holy Spirit has His finger on your heart. The Holy Spirit is illuminating this, and you know that He is present, and you know this is for you. Ask the Lord right now, is this preacher preaching to me? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Fear. And I take authority over that fear. Now, I'm going to ask you to do something. Say, fear, go. That's right. Say, fear, go in the name of Jesus. Now say, faith, arise. Faith, arise in the name of Jesus. Say, I'm crying out to you, God, right now to deliver me from all my fears. You see, that fear of failure. Go right now in the name of Jesus. God is with you, and He hears your prayers. The fear of being imprisoned, go right now. That fear of that report that you're sitting there anticipating a bad report, and it's causing you to be so anxious and so in turmoil that you're restless and you can't get any sleep. I say right now, trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. For whatever the report is, my Bible says that I will believe the report of the Lord, for we are the healed. Hallelujah. We are the delivered. We are the whole. Doesn't matter what that report is, but God has given you a covenant of peace. Will you grab a hold of it right now in the name of Jesus and say, perfect peace is His whose mind is stayed on Thee. Oh, thank You right now, God. You are for me. I reject the fear. Say it with your own lips. I reject the fear. Perhaps you've never made Jesus Lord of your life because you're afraid you'll have to surrender your life. You're afraid He'll ask you to do something that you don't want to do. Can I tell you right now, get rid of that fear that's alive from the pit of hell. God has a life for you that's so incredible and so awesome, and He wants to pour His love into you to eradicate every fear in your life. And that's what God's love does for you, and that's what salvation does. It brings into the fullness the manifestation of God's love for your life. How do I know that? John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whomsoever should believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And He sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through Him the world might be saved. Would you receive Jesus Christ, that salvation, that wholeness today into your life? Just receive it right now. Just say, Jesus, I surrender my life to You. I trust right now in You, Lord. I give it to You. I believe You are God Almighty. I believe You died for me and You have risen from the dead for me. Now fear's got to go. Faith has sprung alive because I've heard the Word of God. And I'm seeking You right now, and I'm asking Your help, Lord. I'm asking You to heal my broken heart. I'm asking You, Lord, that You would empower these mighty strong weapons that I have to pull down these strongholds in my life. For I've already spoken to the fear, to the spirit itself, go. Now, Lord, help me deal with the strongholds so that I can live a life of freedom in You. God wants you to live free. God wants you to live in a place that you live like this. And remember that the Word of God declares Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, and whithersoever thou goest. Joshua 1:9. I encourage you. Go to church somewhere this weekend. If you're in the greater Sudbury area, join us. Restoration Church, 1621 Valley View Road, Sunday mornings at 10:30. If you don't have a home church, get a hold of us. We'll gladly direct you someplace. Go on the web to restorechurch.ca. Join us for one of the incredible free concerts this weekend, 10 a.m. at All Nations. Then in North Bay, this Sunday night at 6 o'clock at First Baptist right there on Castles. Bring a friend. Or join us Monday night at 7 o'clock at Restoration Church. The concert events are free. It's 25 years they're celebrating the Sojourner Quartet. It's going to be awesome. I love a good gospel quartet. Join us at one of these events. They will receive a love offering. And you know what? We're so thankful for you. Remember, God loves you. We love you. Remember this. Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.
Give me the word.
Thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word with Jeff Edwards. For more faith-building messages and resources, visit us online at restorechurch.ca and download our app today. Remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.
Give Me the Word, sponsored by NeilCon, for all your Poured Foundation needs. Call 969-1626.